Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
We're going to turn to motors and speed. The European Parliament has proposed a compulsory safety device for all drivers starting in 2022. An intelligent speed assistance system would alert drivers if they broke the speed limit, but would it drive speeding to a halt? Geraldine Lambert is motoring correspondent with the Sunday Independent. She's on the line. What is it, Geraldine? What exactly is this ISA and how would it work?
Good evening, Mary. Okay, ISA works on the basis it combines GPS and road sign recognition system. So it needs up-to-date maps and it needs visible road signs. And what it does, it detects the speed limit and then it slows the vehicle down to the correct speed. Now, at all times, the driver is totally in control. So while the car does slow down to the correct speed, if the driver needs to accelerate or needs to change the speed, you just simply press the accelerator and you override it. So it can be, it acts sort of similar to cruise control in that sense, that it's very easy to just, you know, disable or to override.
Apologies, Geraldine. I think I called you Lambert instead of Herbert. So apologies about that. A slip of the tongue. So you're still in control as the driver.
You're completely in control. These ISA systems are actually available on some high-end cars at the moment, so they're not that uncommon. They're not available, obviously, as standard, and they're not available in cheaper models. The whole idea of this mandatory system would be that they would be available in all cars from 2022, and they would also be available in buses and trucks.
And, you know, what is the reaction to them at the moment? You know, as you say, they are available in some cars. Do drivers like them?
Well, I mean, they're also very useful. A number of people, apart from the obvious safety benefit, a number of people get penalty points regularly just by not being aware of the speed limit. So they might be moving from a 60-kilometre zone to a 50 or a 50 to a 30. So what this system does more than anything is it encourages you to be driving at the right speed and it informs you at all times what the correct speed is. So from that point of view, it's not about forcing drivers to obey the law. It's about encouraging. So, they're actually quite useful for most drivers. And as I said, the driver still remains in control. So it's up to you to listen to it or not.
Can you turn it off?
There is talk that some of the systems can actually be disabled. As I said, you can override it, so there seems little point in actually turning it off as such. And as I said, it can be quite useful to most drivers.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good idea. It reminds you because it's very easy to forget, particularly if you're moving between limits very quickly.
Yeah, that's where the real benefit is, Mary. Or if you're on roads that you're unfamiliar with, you know, it's very easy coming into a town to not realise that you have actually, you know, gone from 60 to 50 or whatever. So from that point of view, it is a very useful system. And obviously the safety aspect of it as well is very significant.
But do you not already have that on your sat-nav?
I mean, the thing about all of these systems is about 15 safety measures that they're talking about introducing. A lot of them are already available in some form or another. A lot of them are available on high-end cars. What's different about this is, though, it's going to include them all as one complete package. Mm-hmm. And as I said, regardless of whether you're buying an entry-level car that's, you know, a fairly cheap model or whatever, all of these systems will be standard. They will be fitted as, you know, they'll be mandatory. So that's what will make the difference. The only thing is, Mary, it's going to take a very long time for them really to have an impact for the simple reason that the average Irish car is 9 years old. So if these features come in 2022, it'll be almost another decade before the vast majority of cars will actually benefit from the technology.
And are there additional features as well? I think there's something about data recording.
Yeah, this is obviously, I think this is going to be one that may cause some controversy. There is mandatory black boxes to be fitted. Now, what black boxes do is they act exactly as they would in an aircraft, in the sense that they record data about how harshly you accelerate or brake, your speed, do you routinely obey the speed limit, and they construct a profile. Now, that's how they're used from an insurance point of view. It's unclear at the moment, will this information only be used in the event of an accident, or what will happen? I mean, it's obviously going to be storing the information constantly, so who will have access to that? Will it be stored? If it is stored, how long will it be stored for? None of that is very clear at the moment, but I don't think many people will actually welcome the idea of a spy in your car.
Yeah, I mean, that is the one that's very interesting and could raise all sorts of issues, couldn't it?
Well, it does. I mean, the problem with it is they know precisely where you are at any given time, and, you know, whether you've something to hide or not, most people don't welcome that sort of an intrusion.
And there would be access to it, I'm sure, if there was an accident.
Well, there's no doubt that it would be used in court. It would be definitely useful in courts for insurance purposes. So I can't see it not being used. It would certainly be used by the guards. I
mean, yeah, or even in criminal cases, I'm sure, you know,
exactly.
Where there's dangerous driving causing death and so on.
Yeah, it would tell you quite clearly what you were doing in the minutes before an accident, or, you know, the 10 or 15 minutes, those vital time before an accident. So there's no way this information is going to be stored and not used. So I do think it raises questions about who will have access to this information. And as I said, how long will it be stored for?
And there's another, I think this is a separate issue, but can cars be fitted with devices that make sure you can't go beyond a certain speed?
Yeah, I don't see that. Most cars are currently limited at the moment in terms of the speed they do. Cars are capable of driving much faster than actually the speed limits that are put on them. So most are set at about 250 kilometres or whatever. Could be lower.
Way above the speed limit on the roads.
So that's how they work at the moment. But whether or not they would actually limit them completely, I think that would be a very difficult thing to bring in politically. I don't think there would be an appetite for it, both from consumer point of view and for politicians to try and bring it in. I mean, the thing about these systems, as I said, is they're there to encourage, they don't force you. So there's no safety aspect or no safety fear that if in an instant you had to exceed the speed limit, maybe to get around an obstacle or to get around something or to overtake, that you wouldn't be able to do that. So I think that power always has to rely with the driver to make that judgment.
All right, Geraldine, thank you very much. Geraldine Herbert there, motoring correspondent with the Sunday Independent.